Surprised that it's been so effective against you?
I thought the other day, I mean, that wasn't, you know, that the only thing that stopped us. We had some decent drives. We got down into the green zone, into the red zone area. We just didn't score touchdowns when we got down there. And so it wasn't really those coverages that slowed us down. We just had some penalties, had sacks, and those things that put us back. So, he's got to understand, it's just a matter of playing better. That's all what it comes down to. Teams are going to be able to throw different schemes, do whatever they want. We'll have answers for what they have. It's just a matter of, still got to execute and play at a high level, and we didn't do that the other night.
How do you feel like you played this year?
It doesn't matter. I didn't play as well as I needed to last week. Missed some throws. I gotta play better. Gotta make some more throws, better decisions. Can't turn the ball over. We'll improve. We'll keep working hard, and we'll figure it out. We got some guys having to play receiver. Haven't played in a while. That are going through a learning curve, and they're doing a lot of good things. It's just about getting on the same page. Last week on a short week, running some new concepts, we weren't as sharp as we had to be.
How do you feel physically?
Feel good physically.
Because there's been talks ever since that Washington hit, people wondering if anything changed.
No, feel great.
I feel like going up against a Baltimore defense that potentially has two impact pass rushers in Suggs and Dillon, how much of that to neutralize them can be schematic, and how much of it just has to be offensive, and you just have to be able to block them up long enough?
Yeah, it's going to be a combination. Obviously, you can have people chip them and try to get the ball out quick. You got to run the ball, but there's going to be some one-on-one. There's going to be where your tackle is going to have to block those two guys and hold up, and so we got to win those one-on-one matchups.
Eli, do you ever feel like is age getting to be a factor for you?
No, I don't think so. Feel good.
How big is this game at this juncture in the season? Two road games, yep. You're back home, and it could be a big swing game.
Yeah, good. Good to be back home, and need a win. Yeah, obviously had a tough couple weeks, two tough games on the road, and we gotta play at a higher level, and so we understand that, and we gotta have a good week of practice, get back to normal week, and should be good for us, and just keep grinding away. I think we got guys who are hungry that want to improve. Took a hard look at everybody at their selves, and know we got to make some changes. We got to fix some things and figure out why we're not playing as well as we are.
Is there a sense of urgency to get a win in this locker room, or is it early enough in the season?
Well, yeah, man. There's got to be a sense of urgency. It's got to be understand that we need to get back on track, and we need to get a win and. Play at a high level. We got to make improvements, and so you got to see that. And going against a good team, they play a lot of close games. They could have won every game they played so far this year. And good defense, offense makes plays. So we got to make sure prepare for all their looks and play at a high level.
Eli, what do you say to the idea that this offensive line simply doesn't give you enough time to be effective, and that's a problem that really can't be solved?
Well, I think the offensive line's played well this year. This past week, they went against a good front. They had a game plan to try to get after us a little bit. They brought some, a couple new looks, but that happens. I didn't play my best. Maybe the offensive line didn't play their best, but they've played well the first four games and gave us plenty of time to be successful.
Eli, in terms of the deep zone that these guys are playing, is it the power running game, especially on early downs, the best way to get them out of it?
Well, just running the ball will get teams out of playing two safeties deep and high, and if they're playing kind of man underneath, you should have good angles to get to the linebackers in the blocks, and so that's always the best way to get safeties back down and get a little more. Either man or one high zone coverages is to run the ball successfully. So, but we're gonna get a mix and different coverages, different looks, and we gotta be prepared for them all.
When you watch the film, do you feel like there's times where maybe you're getting rid of the ball before there actually is pressure? Did you see any of that?
You know, yeah, you know, there may be some. So, you know, you gotta look at them all. It just all depends on the play or what's going on. You know, I don't think I, you know, rushed things or, you know, thought I was feeling the pressure, trying to move around and trying to make plays.
Are you surprised that, you know, we're 5 weeks, five games, you know, and the offense just hasn't really exploded the way a lot of people thought it would? You know, your head coach said it felt like the breakout was coming. Your receivers felt the same way. Are you surprised it's taken this long?
I don't think it's taken long. We just kind of hit a little bump. You know, I thought, you know, in the first couple games, did some good things, had some explosive plays. You know, could have done, you know, scored more points and done better down in the red zone areas. Had some turnovers that hurt us, but you know, we were moving the ball and had a lot of yards. Had a lot of you know, run the ball well. Had a lot of explosive passing plays, and so. The last 2 weeks hasn't been as good as we want it to. You know, still doing some good things. Hit some big, you know, a couple big plays in the passing game. Had a couple more opportunities that we just missed. So we just got to get on the same page, keep working, and hit some of the plays that are out there.
Do